In this bulletin, the trade union movement calls for employers to provide 2 weeks of special leave for all workers, more economic measures in response to COVID-19, and in cricket, New South Wales has declared the winner of this season's Sheffield Shield. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Guyatt. The ACTU is demanding all employers offer 2 weeks special leave for staff during the coronavirus pandemic. The ACTU is concerned about health and safety issues in workplaces and is urging organisations to introduce special leave provisions for all employees. Secretary Sally McManus says Woolworths has agreed to grant paid leave to casuals if they're unwell or need to self-isolate, but she wants others to also take this action.
We need Coles, just like we need all employers, to guarantee paid leave so people can stay home, self-isolate, practice social distancing when they need to. Working people should ask their employers now to provide this paid leave.
The New South Wales government says it's working hard to save jobs as the economy suffers severe disruptions because of coronavirus. The state has the most cases of COVID-19 in Australia at 210, prompting the government to introduce a $2.3 billion stimulus package. There are also plans to set up dedicated clinics and double intensive care capacity with a $700 million contribution to the healthcare system. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the package includes payroll tax relief for small businesses.
We know there's going to be huge dislocation in many parts of the economy. That's a given. And we know that we can't fix everything as a government. But working with the federal government, working with business, we believe this package goes a long way to support those businesses.
A record number of cases have been diagnosed in New South Wales overnight, with 39 new cases, topping yesterday's rise of 37 in 24 hours. And Australia has confirmed 400 cases of coronavirus as it continues to ramp up protections for vulnerable groups. The federal government is expanding capacity of telehealth services to allow midwives and specialists to use the technology, as well as GPs. School closures haven't been ruled out, but Australia is securing extra protective face masks and sourcing more testing kits. The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says extensive testing is occurring.
We have had over 30,000 tests conducted in Australia, and I expect new figures in the next 24 hours, which will be significantly in advance of that. For example, the masks today will assist in further testing, and so we are testing at one of the highest rates of any country in the world.
In other news, opposition leader Anthony Albanese says more money needs to flow into bushfire-affected communities to ease the recovery process for regional towns. Labor is complaining that the grants process is progressing too slowly at the expense of local towns that were hit hard during the bushfire season. Mr. Albanese wants the federal government to focus more on grants rather than loans because struggling businesses are on the brink of debt. He visited Bega in New South Wales today to tell communities that suffered during the summer period that they haven't been forgotten.
So it's absolutely vital that the bushfire response is brought forward as well. The government next week will have legislation about the economic stimulus, one-off payments, $750 for welfare recipients and pensioners. We welcome that.
The New Zealand government has announced a $12 billion support package to curb the economic effects of the coronavirus. The Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, says a recession is highly likely, warning New Zealanders will lose their jobs and businesses will suffer. $5 billion New Zealand dollars will be used to support businesses, and $500 million is being allocated to the health system. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says authorities are increasing test capacity to 1,500 tests each day. In cricket, New South Wales has been declared the winner of this season's Sheffield Shield. Cricket Australia suspended the Shield season with one round remaining in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. New South Wales was about 12 points clear at the top of the table from next-best Victoria. Cricket Australia Chief Executive Kevin Roberts says the Blues will be awarded the Shield with no prospect of a final being played as scheduled from the 27th of March. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy, 23 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 33. Melbourne, windy and partly cloudy, 29. Hobart, cloudy, 24. Canberra, sunny and 26. Wollongong, much the same, 25. Sydney, similar conditions, 26. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 26 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, a possible shower, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.